Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah is the CEO and the president of the Bottom Line Publications. They're the folks who make the outstanding periodical Bottom Line Personal and all the wonderful books. Bottom Line Yearbook 2017, folks. I got mine. Nah, 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 2017, fresh off the presses. And it's a great publication. Sarah's a great resource for us. We love having her in our brain trust. Sarah Heiner, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, and I'm so glad you got the 2000.
Oh, I love it. Nah, you guys don't have.
Get it on the website.
Okay,
they could go to our store.
Okay, good.
And if they put in the code radio, they could get 20% off.
Ooh, thank you for that. We like that. So put in radio, folks.
When
you go to their website.
Store.com.
What about Bottom Line Personal? I get a discount if they do that too?
Bottom Line Personal. Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I hate to say, I'm not in charge.
All right, so
I know all the books are. The publications, oddly, technology is a little annoying, and they have to go through a different
way of
working.
But let me tell you something, folks. The publication is absolutely essential, but the Bottom Line Yearbook is a wonderful gift. Is it still time to get it by Christmas?
There is. Yeah, there is.
Okay, so do it. All right, so Sarah, I haven't been to Europe in a few years, and we like going to Europe. We were in Denmark the last time we were there, and we like Italy. We love Italy. I haven't been to Ireland. I want to go to Ireland. And so over the last several years, one of the reasons I haven't gone is because the pound was $1.75 and the euro was $1.50. But things have changed. Things have changed, haven't they?
They have. The dollar is so strong now. You know, between
it's almost on par with the euro.
It is. It is. What was
$1.05 to the euro.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's been great. And you know what? I was up in Canada the other day, recently.
Right.
That was insane. That was awesome. 30%
what is it?
What's the
conversion there?
Oh, my gosh. I think it was like $1.30 or so, about 30% discount.
Wow.
It was awesome. Great shopping.
Huh.
Yeah.
Good deal.
So
you guys are reporting on some airfare deals.
Well, so right now, because of the strong dollar and because the fuel prices remain low, there actually are some deals to be had. You got to search for them. But whereas historically the airfares were about $1,000 to be going to many places in Europe, our experts were finding airfares of $500 to go from Chicago to Paris, Denver to Paris, New York, Paris, Barcelona.
Right.
So they're out there. Now, I was looking last night because, you know, I'm a fanatic for making sure, you know, double-checking our research and fact-checking. So you got to search for them. And, you know, as always, if you want to leave on Saturday morning, your prices are going to be a little higher than if you leave on Tuesday afternoon.
If you're flexible, you can do different. Yeah. And one of the things I liked about your report on this was some of the destinations. I mean, some of the launching places were inland. They weren't New York, LaGuardia.
It wasn't just New York.
Yeah,
no.
It was Chicago and Denver, places like that. So that's good.
You were able to go Denver, Paris. You could find nonstop. You know, one of the hottest places right now is Iceland. You can find nonstop Denver to Iceland.
Right.
Yeah,
I've got a friend who just got back from Iceland. He flew nonstop from Washington to Iceland. So, all right. There was only one little glitch in your report there that I saw. The one of the airlines is called Wow Air. I'm not sure I want to fly on Wow Air.
Well, that is a discount airline from Iceland.
Okay.
But I got to tell you, some of those, the Iceland Air, actually Norwegian Air also is a discount airline.
Yeah.
And it's great. My daughter.
But there's something about Wow Air that just didn't.
It sounds a little creepy, right?
Yeah, a little creepy. I didn't care for that too much.
Well, that's always a choice. You know, that's always, you know, the power of your choice. If you want to stick with the main, you know, the premier brand airlines, you know, if you want to pay Lufthansa's.
But what about when you get there? I mean, again, the exchange rate's better. And I wonder, you know, I just wonder if the overall, a vacation, a trip to Europe right now has got to be 30-40% lower than it would have been 2 years ago.
I would bet it is. And especially right now where Europe in general, you know, with Brexit and everything else, I think they're, you know, they're needing some people. They've had some some terrorist activity, so people are a little nervous to go to some of the countries where they've had a little bit of security issues.
And I started telling people 15 years ago on my show, Sarah, if you have this image in your mind about what Europe looks like, you better go now.
It's changing.
Because it's not ever going to be. It's every day that goes by, it's less and less a quaint little, little you know, countries and places like it used to be.
Let me give you another quick tip on airlines, though, when you want to buy airline
seats. Very quick.
So do it Tuesdays, Monday, Tuesdays, are when the prices are lowest. Later in the week, the prices go up.
I like that. Good advice from Sarah Heiner. We come back. Do you have password buildup, password overload? Sarah's got some ideas that will help you with this after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.